he has made me glad. I was glad when they said unto me,
oh,
I was glad
when they said
unto me, yes, I was glad
when they said
unto me, this song. It says, I saw the Lord.
Yes, I saw the Lord. Personal.
He is high and lifted
up. Yeah.
That's the song we're going to sing next. Go ahead, Sister Courtney.
I see him.
You know, I'm just thankful for this place. You know, I'm coming before you because my mom asked me to come before you.
Right.
You know, it's hard to see your mom hurting in her flesh because my grandmother's not doing well. You know, she's dying. And I was like, Mom, you know, you all I could tell her is what I've learned here. You know, I was like, when she goes to the other side, there'll be no more sickness, no more pain.
That's right.
You know, and she'll be in a great place. And I said, it's okay for your flesh to hurt right now.
Yeah.
We're human, you know. I was like, and it's your mother. You know, you can't see your mom. Amen. It's hard to see your mom in pain. It's hard to see your mom broken down.
Right.
You know, and it's hard to... And my heart goes out to my mom, but I know my grandmother is going to be okay.
Right.
She's going to be okay, you know, but I just keep my family in your prayers, keep my mom in your prayers, and I just pray for the strength for all of them.
Right.
You know, because it's just hard to see your family struggle.
Amen. God bless you. We'll remember them in prayers for sure. Amen.
Hey,
page 62. Come on up, Mel.
Dance around back
there. Yeah.
I might as well. I had to leave back in.
You got to get up
there. I just want to thank the Lord for another year. I had a birthday yesterday.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday.
It's the big 6-0. Wow.
Nice.
And I'm very grateful that he brought me here to start this new chapter at this time of my life.
Amen.
The devil was trying to work with me today. I had that gas tank issue. It said a half a tank, but by the time I got here, it was on empty. It said I had 0 left, and I'm like, I don't want to be late, but I don't want to be stupid either.
Right.
So I pulled over and filled up, but it's just like, I want to get here.
Yes.
And if it's just a matter of being a couple of minutes late, I'd rather be a little late than not at all.
Right.
So I just thank the body for encouraging me. Everyone has said something in my ear, happy birthday, just encouraging words and texts. And I thank God for all of you.
Amen.
God bless Sister Mel and happy birthday. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing page 62, I Saw the Lord.
I saw the Lord. Amen. Yes, I saw the Lord. Yes, I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. The angels cry, oh, oh, the angels cry, oh, oh, the angels cry, holy is.
But I see him now, hallelujah.
Yes, I see the Lord. Yes, I see the Lord. I see the Lord. And he is
high and lifted up.
And his train fills the temple. He is high and lifted up. And his train. The temple,
the angels cry, oh,
the angels cry, oh, the angels cry, holy is
the Lord. One last time, hallelujah.
Yes, I see the Lord.
I want to get these announcements here. So not this weekend, but next weekend we're going to be leaving. Suggested time of arrival is 5:30, so we can make sure we get packed up and get on the bus. The bus is leaving out of here at 6, so make sure we got that. Also, this Sunday is the last weekend to pay, so make sure we get that done, taken care of. Then November the 20th, we're going to... Yes. Okay, the itinerary is posted up in the back for all those that are going. That's nice. So that's good. Thank you for that, Brother John. And then November, we got the Thanksgiving. And then I just saw posted December the 11th, we're going to be having something on Sunday night. So looking forward to that.
December 11th?
December the 11th, yeah. That's a Sunday. So that Sunday night service, we'll be having that. The young people will be doing the Christmas thing. I'm looking forward to that.
Amen.
It's always exciting. You know, Pastor Moore, you asked that question, you know, how do you know?
Right.
And, you know, and Miss Courtney said the answer today. She was like, because I can see God.
Yeah.
You know, I can see God, you know.
Right.
And, you know, kind of the thing about it is, and I'll get out of the way here, but I was just thinking, I thought, you know, if you're a Gentile, the son of David is not applicable.
That, right.
He's for the Jews. So no, you only have two ways you can see God when you're not a Jew.
Right.
And it's an unseen force or a seen force.
Right.
So if you can't see God, then it's still an unseen force.
Right.
And you don't even know what time it is.
Right.
Because you to even be able to see God, it has to be full word. So when you say you can't see God, by default, you're saying you don't have full word.
Right.
But the thing is, the difference is for me is I no longer have the message. I've got the person that had, I've got the messenger.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people out here claim they got the message. Great, that's good, but I got the messenger.
Amen.
That's a little bit different. That's a little bit more understanding.
Right.
That's a little bit brighter when you got the person that delivered the message.
Amen.
You know, we always talk about love secrets. You write a note to your wife and you write a love letter. That's great to have the letter, but I'm sure she would rather have
me
interpret what I wrote.
Amen.
And me lead between the lines. And that's what we got now. We've got God right here in flesh.
Amen.
So I love that because we don't even have to leave with questions.
No.
We don't have to leave with wondering. I got this lady at my job and she was tore up about her daughter choosing to be a Muslim.
Yeah.
And she just tore up all up and down. She's thinking, oh, did I do something wrong? Did I do this? Did I do that? And I thought you raised a good daughter.
Yeah.
The Bible even says, train your child the way it should go. I'm glad that nobody holds me to what I thought at 16 or 17 or whatever it is and think that I'm eternally damned.
Right.
But I'm not.
Amen.
I got an understanding now.
Amen.
My parents have an understanding now that I'm taken care of, that I'm secure. Not only am I secure, my loved ones are secure. I don't sit here in doubt. My wife doesn't sit here in doubt that she doesn't know where her grandmother's going to be. She doesn't doubt where her mother's going to be. That's not even what she's praying for. She said, Lord, don't even take them out of it. Take them through it.
Amen.
I'm praying for strength that they make it through it. I know where they're going to go.
Right.
I know what's going to happen. We don't sit here and pray like everybody else prays.
No.
I pray as a believer.
Right.
I pray
as
somebody that has gotten in touch with God in flesh.
Right.
See, that's a little bit different, Brother Don.
Oh, yeah.
That's a revelation. I'm not out here hoping that I'm stepping out
on
some unshaken
revelation
ground.
Faith.
I stand on solid ground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what? Even in that scripture, it says, you know, it's like a man that built his house upon rock.
Right.
It's letting you know that you're standing on a solid foundation.
Solid.
Something that's not movable.
Right.
Not shaken. And everybody else that builds, they build it on sand.
Yeah.
That means it's hope so. Unseen. You don't know. And then when the warm storms show up, then you don't make it.
Yeah.
But we can make it through any storm. That's what makes us a little bit.
Amen.
You know, and I thought about this song. It's Oh Magnify the Lord.
Yes.
Every time we sing this song, it makes me think about Brother Jim, me and you, brother.
Yes.
When I was just a young pup.
Amen.
And this thing we'd be singing in the car. I'm going to tell this story till I get out of here because
that's
it means that much to
it.
Me. Because there's a lot of people that didn't sing songs like this when they were coming
right.
up.
Right.
There's
yeah.
a lot of people that didn't know songs like this when they were coming
up.
So I was blessed to be around you, brother.
Amen.
I didn't even know you.
Amen.
I'm blessed to still serve God with you. I need you. You need
side
me.
By side.
Side by side, we sing these songs.
Amen.
And it's just a blessing to be able to raise your kids in this
thing.
Oh, we're blessed.
It's beautiful.
You know, and to know that you're coming here, you're about to hear from God.
Yeah.
You're not sitting in your seat doubting.
No.
Well, I hope he shows up. Maybe. No, you come expecting.
Right.
We all come with big empty pots saying, Lord,
amen.
I don't even care who preaches.
Right.
Lord, I don't care. I know when I show up.
I see God.
I see God. I don't see flesh. I don't see black.
Right.
I don't see white. I don't see tall. I don't see short.
Guesswork.
I see God.
No
guesswork. And I come here expecting
right.
to hear from God. I brought God with me. And you know what? He only wants to hear from himself.
Yes.
He only wants to hear from himself.
Amen.
Right. Oh, my. We're blessed group.
Oh my. Amen.
Amen.
Who's got it better than we do?
Amen.
Nobody.
Amen.
You think about
Amen.
All the stuff that we know, all the stuff that we see.
Yes.
God has just blessed this group.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about just, you think about even how my wife was talking about her grandma. We all pray in the same way.
Yeah.
That's a benefit.
Amen.
You know, this lady at my job, she's tore up. She can't work. She's wanting time off. She thinks her daughter's lost. I have a daughter that wishy-washy go back and forth. I don't think she's lost.
No way.
She can't be lost.
No way.
I got a son that doesn't know
Amen.
What it is right now. He's young. He can't be lost. I'm not worried about them.
No.
I'm not concerned about the same God that took care of me.
We'll take care of them.
The same God's going to take
Amen.
Care of them. I thank God that they're sharing and expressing what
Amen.
They want to do. Because it gets to a point sometimes your kids won't talk to you.
Right.
I thank God we still got our kids that can talk to us. We got young people that's
right.
still sharing what they're going through.
Right.
Those are benefits.
That's a big benefit.
That's a big benefit. Come on up, Brother Kevin.
Yeah.
I can go all night. I'm not preaching tonight.
I got the token.
I'm just excited.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I've got the
it's
goods.
Good to be back.
Amen.
Missed two services, and I feel like every time you miss service, it seems like it's been a month.
It do feel like that.
I was away. Sway's, one of her cousins had passed away. And so I went to Indiana for a funeral. And just to show you what we have here, you know, I don't never doubt anything or, you know, just look upon anybody, but they're Catholic. And I kid you not, I was trying to mourn, but I couldn't mourn because I was seeing them doing these spiritual rituals. And I'm like, I was like, oh my goodness. Like I was confused at what they were doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, thank God that we don't have to do all these works and all this stuff like that. I thank God for that. I mean,
yeah.
I got to listen to the service on Sunday, Tuesday, And I thank God I know what God is at. I don't have to wonder. I ain't got to probe or nothing like that. God is right in flesh if you really wanted to speak to God. We ain't got to go in no closet. I mean, it takes all the work out of it. It does. I mean, in this day and age, why wouldn't you want an answer?
Yeah.
I don't want to sit there and try to figure out, God, can you, you know, just even think like, God, can you help me? Can you help me? I just call a number. I'm like, hey, I need help.
Right.
Yeah. Help me with my finances. Help me with dating. Help me with everything. Help me. Yeah. I need help. I'm one of the ones, if I need help, I'm not afraid of shame of it at all.
Right.
Because I'd rather go through this life as easy as I can. I mean, it's hard enough. I mean, if I need help, I need help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just thank God. I just appreciate what we got here because, I mean, when you go to something like that, it's just, I don't know how to say it, not weird, but it's just different. Let's just say it's different.
Sure.
It's different. When they do things, they don't even know where they're going to place him at. They don't. They don't know that. They don't know. They don't know at all. But I know.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know. They would say all the scriptures about where God is. And Kevin just sitting right there in this pew right here, just sitting there.
Yeah, God
only,
right there.
Only God right there that they've ever seen. Right. You know, and I thank God for that. I don't take it lightly. Even when I talk to you guys, I know where God's at.
Right.
I know where you guys are. I don't look at flesh. I just listen to the words. That's God right there.
Right.
That's God. And I thank God for it. I really do appreciate this place. And I hate missing church. I really do. Because like you said, you feel like you've gone for months missing two services. But it's always good to come back. And I once again, I can say, this place is a diamond in the rough. It really is.
Right?
I mean, it's special.
Pearl,
and if you think this is this normal church, you're wrong. It's not.
You're right,
we got 100% word here.
Right.
So I just thank God. And once again, I love you guys. So.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Kevin. Amen. Appreciate you, buddy. Same page.
Amen.
143. Oh, magnify the Lord.
Oh, key of magnify the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, my.
It's
worthy.
Oh, let's magnify the Lord. I will magnify my Lord. My God is worthy to be.
My God is worthy to
be. Hosanna. Oh, blessed be the rock. Hallelujah. Blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Thank you. praise. Thank you for everything you've done for us. For love, mercy, and grace. And Lord, thank you for another opportunity to come here this evening. Have your way, Lord. Preach to us, talk to us. Lord, remember your body and the request here. Lord, be with Sister Courtney's mom's request. And Lord, and still want to sing your praises for touching Brother Trevor. And yeah, I know there's some more recovery left, Lord, but you brought him this far. You said you're the author and the finisher. So go ahead and take care of the rest. Lord, be with the people in Florida, in South Carolina, various places that were touched by the hurricane. Lord, touch your knees, Lord. Move where you need to move. Give peace where you need to give peace. And let us help where we need to help. And Lord, lead and guide us, Lord, as you always have done. And we thank you for that. Thank you for that understanding. Have your way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to be here. Amen. Good to see everybody. Amen. No place I'd rather be than right here with the body of believers. Amen. Where I believe God is. He said, we're two or three, we'll be gathered, and I'll be right there in the midst. Amen. And we have a revelation. Not only is he in the midst, we carried him in here with us. Amen. But what he'll do is he'll take what? Each that little lick of fire, and he'll start anointing us and moving down the aisles and start talking through each and every one of us and doing what he does each and every time. So looking forward to the upcoming trip. It's going to be nice. We're blessed to have a chartered bus. We'll be able to sit back and relax. That's that easy living Brother Moore was talking about Sunday. It is the age, but... You know, it'll be nice because it's not just about sitting back. We'll be able to enjoy each other's company and fellowship and have a good time on the way down there and on the way back, Lord willing. So looking forward to it. So don't forget to be here on time. And yet we got the Thanksgiving meal. But as James says, as Brother Moore was talking Sunday night, we put up on the board December 11th will be the Sunday evening that we're going to try to do a Christmas recital with some of the children. More to come there with where we'll need some help. But looking forward to that, too. Because I know I got some kids at home can sing. They're in choir at school, so they can't tell me they can't. And I know Jonathan and Jada can sing a little bit. So we got some things to do. You know, talking about the young kids I was reading today, and these articles have been around for a while, but there was a new one because in the workforce, they'll talk about this generation called millennials. You know, I'm going somewhere with this. Generally speaking, it's 1984, 1985, somewhere like that. Courtney, you're too old to be one. born 1984, 1985, and after, and they'll call them millennials. But why it's such a big deal in the workforce is they're a different generation that like different things. They'll come in and not all together saying all this is together wrong, but just things like they'll want 4 weeks of vacation right on the first day of work, you know, or and. It's more important to them to have that time off than their salary. They'd rather give you $10,000 back in salary to have the extra time off, work-life balance. And then what they'll do is they'll want to see day one, the path of progression. It's not even get me there for 6 months to a year. It's like the minute I'm in the door, how do I get from here to there? And don't even know the job yet. And there's a lot of things to go with it. That's enough to say about it. But in general, there's a generation. They write these articles because... That's they also in the business world. That's the dynamic of people they know they've got to serve in the future. That, you know, it's like there used to be home phones. There's a lot of homes you go to now. There's not home phones because you have a cell phone, and so you got to change with the times. So they write these articles about things that are changing. You know, and the phone was one of them. And they're buying less houses. They're renting more, and things like that. And some of it's good stuff. I'm not even suggesting it's all bad. Some of it is bad. You know, it ties to the spirit that Brother Moore's talking about in this day and age. It's easy living. It's just the generation we live in. But in reading it, I think the main point I got out of that is thought, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not acting like there's some of it I enjoy. They tease me at work. I'm the in-between, you know, because we've got people that are in their 60s kind of retiring, and I'm kind of just next to that generation. So they call me the in-between to kind of try to connect. But so I have things I like about certain things they like, you know, I'm not going to deny that. But I was thinking today, I thought, you know, we still don't have to conform to this world. No, sir, not the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm not suggesting that there's some things we're not going to do and enjoy. I enjoy my cell phone. Oh, yeah. I use it for the good, too, you know, and I use it for work and good. I listen to messages on it. There's a lot of things I like it for. But
So there's things that we are going to do, but I still thought, you know, just because the world's going to be like that doesn't mean I have to be just exactly like them. Amen. Because, you know, you can serve God when you're young. Despite popular opinion in today's society, you can serve God when you're young. Amen. Now, we each have our walk. We each have our time. And I wouldn't trade my shoes for yours. I don't care when I come in. And Brother Boy, I think Brother Brady was talking about the guy that got converted to Christ when he was 90 years old. You know, if that's your time, that's your time. And thank God for your walk. But I'm here to tell you, you can't serve God when you're young. Amen. The Son of Man can help you from when you're young till you're old, all through your life. Amen. He's got answers for a 7-year-old. He's got answers for a 10-year-old. He's got answers for a teenager. He's got answers for a 20-year-old. He's got answers for a 30-year-old. He's got answers for everybody under the sound of my voice tonight. Amen. He can help you through this life.
Amen.
And when you get a newborn, you get that inside teacher that will lead and guide you into all truth. And you do not have to wait till you're 30 for that to happen. I won't even limit it. It just takes the first clear understanding by God. You get to a certain age where you listen to God. And he can quicken his word to you. And it becomes one. And I don't care if it's not popular in the world. The best thing you can do is get a relationship with God.
Amen.
I can give you plenty of examples in here that would show you that it is beneficial to you.
Amen.
James served God when he was young.
Yeah.
His wife sitting right behind him served God when she was young.
Yeah.
They've been in this church since they've been 18 years old serving God together. If I got close to that, I know I'm close to that right age.
Yeah.
Kara back there, and AJ's young. Skyler, my wife, Andrea, Caleb. Look at them. Look at their walk. That ain't such a bad life. It's been a pretty good life. Contrary to popular belief, God actually does free you up and give you joy and peace in your life. The world will try to get you to think this grass is greener on the other side. And yeah, your flesh can enjoy that for a little season. I won't even deny your flesh will enjoy it for a little season. But I want something I can stand on that is solid, that won't change, that will always be there for me, that even when I run, it's still right here waiting on me. I might try to run, but it won't run for me. I might try to get away, but it ain't trying to get away from me. It comes after me. It comes, says, you're mine, child. I got you in my hands. Come on home. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that mistake. You can serve God and make mistakes. You can serve God and be young and have natural young desires and still be right where God wants you, right in his will, and not have to feel guilty because you're acting like a teenager. And God can change those desires in you if he needs to and change everything about you. Just give your life to God. Just go ahead and let go and die. Just slow down a few services, and it ain't intellect. It's got to be a real revelation. But I'm going to tell you how that happens. That don't happen when you don't pay attention. That doesn't happen when you don't come to church. You got to come to church. You need a preacher. You need to hear a preacher, and you need to listen to that preacher. And at first, it's just going to go in one ear, and it's going to sound intellectual to you. But there's just that one time. It just takes one time. That's something that preacher says. It becomes real to you, and it makes sense to you, and you say, I could see myself right there.
Yeah.
That connects with me.
Yeah.
And before you know, you got a new birth.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be different than the world.
Yeah.
It's okay to like to come to church.
Yeah.
It's okay to want to sing to God.
Yeah.
It's okay to pack a Bible around.
Yeah.
It's okay to sing at a Christmas recital. It's okay to do these things when nobody else is doing, because you love God and he loves you.
Right.
You don't have to be ashamed of that. You can be proud of that. Because the greatest thing that's going to happen to any of us anyhow is getting a relationship with God. We all have our walks. We all have our past. Our stories is the way that God wanted it. I won't make one story greater than the other, but I just here to tell you, you can serve God when you're young.
Amen.
You can serve God when you're old.
Amen.
You can get born again when you're 90.
Amen.
There's going to be some people going to get a nature change after they die.
Yeah,
at the great white throne judgment, so to speak. God can do it whenever. I ain't limiting me to young age, but I will tell you, Brother Moore one time found a doozy quote. I'll never forget that quote. I think Brother Brand applied 95% to that. So if you ain't got God or want to serve God by the time you're 21, 95% of the time you ain't going to get him.
Amen.
So you can't serve God when you're young.
Amen.
Thank God if you're the 5%.
Amen.
We're one in a million anyhow.
Amen.
Amen.
But I was just reading that article, and I thought, you know what, there's a lot of things in the article I read that I thought, that matches me, but I thought, I don't have to conform to this world. I don't have to be what they say I got to be. I want to be what God wants me to be. And so I get joy, you know, because I get joy when people love God. It starts right here. I had to get God for myself. But when you experience that and you observe other people experiencing that, it brings you joy. Because you know what it does for you.
Amen.
And you know what it can do for them.
Amen.
And you see them getting enthused about God, you thought, yep, that's happened to me.
Yeah.
And then you're enthused together, serving God together, jumping up and down together, singing together, doing things together.
That's right.
So anytime I see a young person trying to serve God, I encourage them and it gives me joy.
Amen.
But that's not really my main theme of my message tonight. Turn with me to St. John, the first chapter. Try not to be before you long, but you know, it's hard for me to hear Brother Moore preach a message like he preached Sunday. And I at least want to say something. Because it thrilled me. Because in this church, we've talked about the Son of Man from different angles for many, many years. But I really enjoyed Sunday as another angle. Living in the day of the Son of Man. Because, you know, Jesus said in Luke 17 there, he said, you're going to long for one of the days of the Son of Man. And I think I know what makes us be in the day of the Son of Man. We'll talk a little bit about that. But sometimes you do forget, man, wait a minute. Do I know where I'm at? Sometimes I make it harder than it needs to be, Brother Destin. I'm living in the day of the Son of Man, and I'll make it look like I'm living in the age of the Son of God sometimes. Trying to serve some God floating off somewhere, hoping I get his leading. When really, in one sense, he's right here on the inside of me.
Amen.
Leading, guide me internally,
Amen.
Right inside myself, because I am a Son of Man. I have the Word in me.
Amen.
But if I need to, I got him in flesh and other bodies that I can walk right up to, shake his hand, and ask questions to him, and he can give me answers.
Amen.
So thank God we're living in one of the days of the Son of Man.
Yes, sir.
St. John, the first chapter, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Jumping down to verse 14, and the Word, so that's God, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him. And cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May God add the blessings to the reading of his word. My title tonight, this is one of the days of the Son of Man.
Yes.
We're living in a day of the Son of Man.
Amen.
And that's a good place to be. And even to be able to say that is a special class of people.
Amen.
Because not everybody can see the Son of Man.
Amen.
Not everybody believes in the Son of Man.
Right.
I wasn't even going to read it, but now I'm there, I'm going to read this. Brother Childers used to use this quote. He would throw it out every once in a while. But this is in Modern Events Made Clear by Prophecy. I'll just get down here. I'll jump on down. Because he was talking, he said, about denominations. That they were raised up to fulfill this place, blind, naked, and don't know it. Church religion, very pious, just the same as Cain was. Make a sacrifice. Make everything just the same as Abel did. But by revelation, it was revealed to him what the sacrament was, not fruits of the field and something to do with your hand. Listen to the statement. The believer can see the Word made flesh. The others cannot do it.
Amen.
So to even be able to say this is a day of the Son of Man, I'm a believer in that.
Amen.
I do see the Word made flesh.
Amen.
I see it all around me.
Amen.
I understand it couldn't even come before it was time.
Amen.
But the time is at hand, has been at hand for quite a while.
Yes.
And we are in one of the days of the Son of Man.
Amen.
Now, Brother Moore was making a lot of points on Sunday. I can't cover them all, but I do want to make a few of them here. Because one of the things he said, there's only been really 2 days.
True.
He said, Jesus said, I'm Alpha and Omega.
Right.
Not really in between.
No.
And the reason why is in between wasn't the full word of God.
Right.
In between was partial. God was moving in between and helping in between, but he just couldn't call that the Son of Man. That was the Son of God age. The Holy Ghost down through the ages leading and guiding them and doing what they need to do, God helping them along the way. But there's been only 2 days of the Son of Man, because the Son of Man's a special place to be. It requires the full word of God. It already said it right there in St. John 1. He was full. Not just part. Full of grace and truth. He had the fullness of the Godhead bodily inside of him. And that was Jesus when he was walking around the first time. But here's the tricky thing for people. People could see the Son of Man in the groom form and back there 2,000 years ago. But that same Son of Man, the same God, the same Word, so to speak, is up here today in fullness again. But in a many-membered bride body. The second day of the Son of Man.
That's right.
The Omega.
Amen.
Except the corn of wheat falls in the ground. It abideth alone.
Amen.
But that corn of wheat that fell in the ground was pure.
Yeah.
It was full.
Yeah.
It had full life in it.
Yeah.
It had everything in it it needed.
Yeah.
It had the fullness in it, so to speak, in that sense. It was in, I got to say it right, it was in, that seed was in one sense dormant, and that was got to come out and manifest what it was. But Brother Branham even talked about it. Back there at Pentecost, the people that got in an upper room, he said they had the full word in that day.
Right. Yes, they did.
They had the fullness of the word. They had all the written word that was available.
Yeah.
Paul preached it word upon word.
Amen.
That was Alpha.
Yeah.
But that seed had to go in the ground.
That's right.
Because he didn't just want one age.
Yeah.
See, that's what's even great about it. The Son of God age wasn't a mistake.
No.
Son of God age was right according to God's plan.
Yeah.
He needed it to be mysterious. Because he was building the body, and he didn't want the devil to know anything about it, so he kept that thing hidden. He kept that thing mysterious. Yet God working down through the ages the entire time as a Son of God age.
That's right.
But that corn of wheat had to go in the ground, because God wanted a many-member bride body.
Amen.
You know what? The Son of Man wasn't going to come any sooner than the bride was fully formed.
Amen. That's right.
He couldn't come part word, nor could he come part bride. He wanted the fullness of the word. He wanted a perfect bride. That's part of the requirement to be in one of the days of the Son of Man. You are going to have perfect word, fullness of the Godhead bodily, so to speak.
Amen.
So that was one of his points. But then he made a comment, how do you know you're in one of the days of the Son of Man? And I really enjoyed that. One of the first points he was making is there will be a prophet involved.
Amen.
Not like that, because I will never, ever deny that we need a prophet.
No, sir.
Never get so advanced and think you know so much. The only thing you're preaching really is what the prophet preached.
Right.
It has to be that. But it's right in the Bible, and God follows his word. He will do nothing until he reveals it to his servants, the prophets first. So to even understand the day we're living in, the first person he was going to tell was that prophet.
Amen.
That's how he works.
Amen.
That's how he always works.
Lord.
Brother Branham was the first fruit of this day and age in that sense.
Yeah.
He was the first one to understand where we were at.
Amen.
He was the first one to realize we went from the restored word to now the seals are opening up and here's what the seven thunders are. He was the very first one to understand that and give it to us.
Amen. Amen.
He was the first a Son of Man revealing the Son of Man.
Amen.
Because the Son of Man really is the Word.
Amen.
It's just to get him, he makes himself flesh.
That's right.
And gets in human skin.
Amen.
That's the man part of it.
Amen.
But the Son of Man is really the Word.
Amen.
Made flesh in your flesh.
Amen.
That's how it works. Because sometimes there's this coin that you got to flip, see. You don't get the Son of Man without you. But then on the other hand, if you get off balance, you can almost make this the Son of Man,
right.
And this really ain't the Son of Man.
Uh-oh.
This is just a house.
Amen.
That's wrapped around the Son of Man.
Amen.
Son of Man is the Word on the inside.
Amen.
That is utilizing that flesh to manifest himself.
Amen.
As the Son of Man.
Amen.
So you got to just, there's a way to rightly divide that. I'm not trying to make it deep thing, but it's just that's how it works.
Amen.
The Son of Man is that Word.
Amen.
And that Word was made flesh.
Amen.
That's where we are at right now.
Amen.
But in order to get that and even understand where we are, God used a prophet.
Amen.
He's always done that. Because he gives his word to the prophets.
Yes, sir.
They get direct revelation straight from God. That's a special place to be. Because what's good about this age is you had to have the prophet. But it didn't stop there. He got into 10, 8 through 11. There's a bride that's taking the book now. That's prophesying again. And that's where the prophet, so to speak, is now. Because it was the major prophet, and it's the God prophet now. Amen. And that's who's on the scene. But let me read a couple things, because I think, you know, there's things we say sometimes, and I thought, you know, we haven't read this in a while. Let me read a couple things for you. I think it'll help you. This is the Seven Church Age book. Brother Branham says, thank God at the moment this age is not over. He's in the Laodicean Age in the Church Age book. He said he's yet crying, and his cry is not only in the spiritual ears of men by his spirit, but once again, a prophet is in the land. Once more, God will reveal the truth as he did to Paul. In the days of the seventh messenger, in the days of the Laodicean, this messenger will reveal the mysteries of God as revealed to Paul. He will speak out, and those who receive that prophet in his own name will receive the beneficent effect of that prophet's ministry. You receive a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. Amen. My loved ones are going with me just like Brother Branham. Amen. Brother Branham's horse was there. His dog was there. I'm going to have a few dogs in heaven. I'm excited about that. Now, he goes on and says, and they that hear him will be blessed and become part of that bride of the last day who are mentioned in Revelation 22:17. The Spirit and the bride say, come. The corn of wheat, the bride wheat, that fell in the ground at Nicaea, we just talked about that, has come back to original word grain again. Praise God forever. Yes, listen to the authenticated prophet of God who appears in this last age. What he says from God, the bride will say. Amen. Now listen to this next statement. The Spirit and the prophet and the bride will be saying the same thing.
Amen.
That's why Brother Moore could teach us that prophesying again is not some big new mystery.
No.
The Spirit, the prophet, and the bride will be saying the same thing.
Amen.
Not a new mystery. It's the same Son of Man that was manifested and revealed by Brother Branham is the same Son of Man and the bride of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And then you eventually get to a point where Brother Branham is just part of the bride just like you are.
Right.
Because what he was coming back for wasn't only just one man. He's coming back for a many-member bride body.
Amen.
And that same word, that same Son of Man that Brother Branham revealed to us is in the bride, and she is saying the exact same thing as the Spirit and the prophet.
Amen.
Oh, that's a good place to be.
Amen.
And what they will say, now listen to this, will have already been said in the Word.
Amen.
They are saying it now.
Yes.
Come out from among her now and be ye separate. The cry has gone out. The cry is going out. How long will the voice cry? We do not know, but one thing we do know, it won't be long, for this is the last age.
That's right.
In that same Church Age book, Brother Branham would talk about the messengers. And he would make an emphasis. He said, people miss the fact of how important it is to say what the messenger says.
Yeah.
You don't get a private revelation.
No.
You don't get your own interpretation.
No.
You're really hearing what the Spirit gave to the messenger.
Amen.
Because if you really read the book of Revelations unto the messenger, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, and the church of Irenaeus, and the church of Pergamos and Thyatira,
right.
And Brother Branham said, he talks to that messenger, and then the messenger talks to you, and when you hear the messenger, you're hearing from God.
Amen.
And so what you got to be with is your day and its message.
Yeah.
That's why we've always preached that. You got to recognize your day and its message.
Right.
You say, that sounds like you're following a man. It's not when you understand it's God dealing in the man, talking to you.
Right.
You realize you're really following God.
Amen.
But God uses man to bring his message.
Yes.
Right.
And we were taught in some of our questions and answers, these were all seven messengers and all had the role to play in their day and age.
Yes.
Only two of them were major prophets.
Right.
We can differentiate that.
Right.
But all seven messengers were who God dealt with in their age.
Amen.
And that's who you had to get behind.
Amen.
It's in this age, not only was our messenger, he was a major prophet.
Right.
But it is just as important in this day to say what the prophet said.
Amen.
Just like it was important for them to say what Luther said.
Amen.
And in order to be in a day of the Son of Man, it's the full word of God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And we keep saying that because that makes the difference.
Yes.
The Son of Man is a different age altogether.
Yes.
The Son of Man can answer every question.
Amen.
The Son of Man knows how to handle every situation.
Yes.
The Son of Man knows how to handle every person they meet.
Yes.
The Son of Man knows how to relax despite the situation.
Yes.
Knows what to say, what not to say, when to say it, who to say it to, who he's not going to give it to.
Right.
He knows every person that they are dealing with.
Amen.
The reason why we know that is not because we're so smart, not because we're so intellectual. The full word of God has been on the scene,
Amen.
Opened up to us. Brother Moore said it Sunday when he come down to open those seals, he brought them down in W-R-D-O-R-D form.
Right.
He gave it to us in word form. We have that word, and that word is what's let us know who people are, who we are, how to handle people, how to handle situations.
Yes.
The Son of Man's on the scene and has the answers because the Son of Man has the full word of God.
Amen.
It's a different age.
Amen.
Luther and them did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Yes.
But Luther didn't know he was the fifth church age messenger.
No.
And Luther worried if he was worthy to go. He was concerned. He had to fight against purgatory. But you know, with all that tradition around him, he had to sit there and think, Lord,
yeah.
am I good enough?
Yeah.
I think they kind of condemned him because I think that historically he smoked and he drank maybe. So he was wondering about himself, let alone who else was going to be worthy.
Yeah.
And you know, in this day and age, it's not that we're going around saying, are you worthy, are you worthy?
Right.
It's just the words, people. That's let us know who we are.
Amen.
And you got to know who you are first. You got to get a new birth for yourself first. But when that revelation reveals the day, it tells you who you are. It shows you who the whole bride is.
Yeah.
It tells you who the foolish virgin are.
Yeah.
It tells you who's not the foolish virgin. It tells you who the people that's going to the white throne judgment cast the lake of fire are.
Amen.
It tells you all classes of people. And you can see it clearly. And so the Son of Man walks around
Amen.
With full understanding.
Amen.
Knowing how to deal with every Amen. Situation.
Yeah.
You say, that was Jesus. It was Jesus, but that's the bride now.
Right.
That's available today. Because this is another day of the Son of Man. That same discernment, that word, that full word's here, and that word's a discerner. And it knows who's who. And I'm not teaching you to go around and say, I'm going to judge somebody today. I'm telling you the word will take care of itself in the situation.
Amen.
I'll never forget the time Brother Chose looked here and said, there are some people. Now, this breaks some people's church tradition. He said, there's some people I don't invite to church.
That's right.
Because he knew who they were. And there was a lot of people he did invite to church. Because he knew who they were. But you know, in non-seed, there's nothing to quicken. And really, the foolish version really aren't in the message. Really, they're out in the denomination. And if they're foolish version, why am I going to try to force this message on them right now anyhow when it's not their time? You know, a believer that's going to be in the bride is in the present day word.
Yeah.
They clearly hear it. They clearly see it.
Amen.
They're going in the rapture.
Amen.
If you're not in the bride, you're not going in the rapture.
Amen.
Some people, no matter how much we'd want to drag them to the rapture, are not going in the rapture.
Amen.
And if we have the full word, like we say we have the full word, it gives us an idea of who is who.
Amen.
And every man has a chance. I'm not suggesting that. But there are sometimes it's just clear to you. That person's a good denominational believer.
Right.
I'm going to leave them alone.
Amen.
They're helping me right where they are.
Amen.
They're a good neighbor. They're a good liver.
Yes.
They come over and help me along the way. They're my friend, whatever they may be.
Right.
You know how to handle them.
That's right.
That's what it's like to be in a day of the Son of Man.
Amen.
That's different.
Yeah.
I'm jumping ahead of myself a little bit, but that's okay. Because Brother Moore was talking about that. How do you know? First, it was the full word of God. And our prophet had to be involved.
Right.
But in here, the other thing he said is, it's not mysterious.
No.
Oh, I like that.
Amen.
That one kind of got me, made me revved up on Sunday. Because that is so true. Because when you're in a Son of God age, God used it, God did it, it happened, it worked. But you were trying to deal with an unseen force,
right.
hoping that you hear from God.
Right.
Amen.
But when it has been revealed to you that God in his fullness is in human skin again, there's no guesswork in that if you have a revelation.
Amen.
I'm not telling you that you force God into somebody, but if God's revealed to you the Son of Man's on the scene, You got it. You can trust that the Son of Man is giving you an answer.
Amen.
That you're talking to him.
Amen.
It's not so mysterious anymore. He's standing right before you.
Amen.
Well, the more said, he said, the answer is right at your fingertips.
Amen.
He said, sometimes we're just ones guilty at home in a prayer closet for so long. And you know, we believe in prayer. But there's a right way to pray. Even Jesus said that in his day, let me teach you how to pray. Because there is a right way to pray. Don't make a show out of it, people, or don't do it for this reason. He said, give us a, do it in private. And that's what he told them back then. And give us this day our daily bread. But my prayers ain't this. Don't need to be the same way they were in the Son of God age. I thank God. I commune with God. I ask him for certain things. I thank him for my day and his message, on and on and on. We all have our prayers. But I'm not, I really don't have to go to prayer closet. Lord, come and tear you. Come deal with me. Come tell me what I need. The answer can be right at your fingertips. He can answer, and you know, we taught here, and I love it because we've all grown. I don't have to run the past for everything. I hear it in the preaching. I hear it in the word. I have that in my own life. I really do know about 99% of the answers, and sometimes 100%, but there's a nice assurance to go get sometimes. But that word that's preached to you, you use that every day in your life, and you know that's the Son of Man dealing with you. And sometimes you just need to exercise a little bit. I like how Brother Moore said it Sunday. Come on, it's the Son of Man age. Just make a decision and go.
And I
bet you if you do it, most times it's going to be right. And you know what? When it's not, just say like Brother Bram did. I'm a man. I can change my mind. But exercise that gift a little bit on the inside of you. Exercise the fact that the Son of Man's on the scene a little bit. Make some decisions. And if you make the decision around the Word of God, it has to come out right. If you make it on your own lust, which we all do so plenty of times, it might not come out right.
That's right.
Don't be shocked.
Yeah,
we do that knowingly too.
Yeah, I know that.
But we just make another decision. Just because I made my bed in hell doesn't mean I have to stay there.
That's
what Psalms 139, even though you make your bed in hell, he's right there with you.
Right.
David didn't tell you to stay in hell though. He didn't say you to just live there forever. I'll make another decision to get out of hell.
Amen.
That's how I feel about it. So exercise that God that's in you. Make some decisions. And make it around the Word. It'll come out right.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to move to Seattle. Because I just feel led. I don't know if there's any preaching out there. I have my doubts. That's the Son of Man talking to you. It's like the Son of Man says Sunday. Anything that takes you further away from God is not God.
Amen.
But if you're trying to get a job around this area or wherever that church is preaching to you, this ain't the only church with the Word of God. This is one of them. This is the one I recognize. But there's churches. But you got that church where you're hearing it word upon word. And something inside you says, build your life around that. Try to get a home here. Get a job here. You don't necessarily have to go ask somebody else that. That's the Son of Man talking. That's the Word talking. That's building your life around the Word. Saying, I'm going to establish roots right here because I like what I'm hearing. And I need more of this Word, and my life is built around the Word. I don't have to second guess that. That's going to come out all right. One way or the other. Even if I move, it was still the right way at the time. Because I'm trying to do things according to the Word of God. Practice and exercise it. But guess what? Even if you're struggling to do that, you have the Son of Man in human skin. You have a pastor ordained to lead you through. You have elders here that can help you. You can go get an answer and a Son of Man revealing the Son of Man to you every day of your life.
Amen.
I can speak for myself better than anybody. I'll say a few things. God helped me know where to go to college. I was going somewhere else. He got me where I need to be. I have listened to the Son of Man, made decisions in life, as we all have, Brother Deskins, and it has come out right.
Amen.
And God can answer those type of questions for you to get you where you need to be.
Amen.
I can see examples in here. I talked about some earlier. Courtney and James are still right here. There was a time Courtney said, I'm going to Texas. I'm going to Texas. We always tease about that. Texas moved to Ohio. We're still in Ohio.
Yeah.
But there was some God leadership in that.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, her flesh wanted Texas. That's where her mom was. There's nothing wrong with that, that human desire. That's a normal human desire.
Right.
But there's something greater on the inside.
Yeah.
that held her right to God. And God was able to give her answers and get her where she needed to be. Go do this, don't do that. And exactly where, and God's doing it the whole time, just giving you answers. That's why you can start serving God. Hey, God's got answers for you when you're young, when you're old. He helps you through things you don't even think he can help you through. It ain't got to be so mysterious anymore. And pray for 3 weeks until we have troubled water. St. John, the 5th chapter. Let me read that story for you. It's only 8:25. Give me a few more minutes here. A few points I want to make. Because I'm excited to be living in one of the days of the Son of Man. Brother Destin's been going to church here for 100 years. And he's still excited. That's why he testifies. That's why he can't help but want to tell you about it. That's why he can't help but want to help you. That's why he can't help but want to rejoice. Because that Son of Man's dealt with him for many, many years. The longer you walk with the Son of Man, the stronger you become. You walk away from the Son of Man, you won't grow. And when I say walk away, I recognize he's in with you, but I'm talking about getting around that word, people. And you got to be around that word. You walk away from the word, you won't grow. But the more you're around that word, eating on the unfailing body word of the Son of Man, as Brother Branham called it, you will continue to grow and get stronger. And you'll, before you know, you'll be serving God 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, and stronger at the 50th year. You see Brother Lockheed up here? He's like Jesus was in that scripture we read the other day. He wasn't like the scribes. He's like one speaking with authority. Not like the scribes. You know, I was thinking about Brother Kevin and I he touched me every time he gets up. See, because we grew up church together. I'm probably about 10 years older than him. I remember being 18, hit by 8, or me 19, 9, somewhere in those areas. We grew up together. We seen a little bit of each other's good, bad, and ugly. Both sides. But I remember Kevin who couldn't do it, but you know when Kevin gets up now, I'm waiting for somebody to speak with authority. He, and that's what he did tonight. He said, they don't have what we got. He said, I'm not even looking down on them. They are where they need to be. Well, I got something a little bit greater that lets me know who I am. And I'm thankful for this place. The world has lost their mind, but I haven't lost my mind, and there's no better place I can be. That sounds like the Son of Man to me. That sounds like somebody's been eating the word. He better watch out. Give me another few years, and we're going to call him an elder too long. He'll come in here and start rebuking people. And he's already done it in some ways. He already started doing it. That's God on the scene. I don't just listen to it. It ain't just the preachers with the Son of Man. I look at this body get up sometimes. I said, look at God. Look at the Son of Man talk. Because the Son of Man, that's another thing you'll notice about a Son of Man. He'll speak with authority. He won't speak like the scribes. He won't speak like the denominations. He'll be confident in what he's saying. Jesus didn't ask permission for what he did. Healed on the Sabbath, picked corn on the Sabbath, let the woman wash his feet. He didn't come back and say, I'm sorry, I broke your tradition. He moved on and acted like everything was just so fine because he knew who he was. St. John, the 5th chapter, verse 1. After this, and I just want to show you the two differences. I love this story. This story and the blind man in chapter 9, St. John, two of my favorite stories. The blind man's chapter 9. This is the guy by the pool of Bethesda. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there at Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. A certain man, see that was hard. And in some ways it was mysterious because you had to hope you're the first one in that water. He was racing, you're waiting for the trouble, he's waiting to see it, waiting for God to move. Amen. Unseen force. Amen. A certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. Here comes Jesus. Here come the Son of Man. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled to put me in the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. That's kind of sad. But you know, God takes care of everything. God make every wrong right. He's got it all covered. But look, here's what I love about it. Jesus has said, will thou be made whole? And he said, you know, and he, the guy said, I'm impotent, no man do it. And Jesus said, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Now, I'm going to read this for a minute, because just watch how some man's smooth. Because watch what Jesus did. The Jews, therefore, because Jesus was smart, he said, they're going to try to kill me. Yeah. The healed on the Sabbath. The Jews, therefore, said unto him that was cured, just like they did the blind man. Who did this to you? It is a Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them. He said, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. All I know, I was crippled, couldn't get to the water, dealing with a mysterious God, and God walked up to me in flesh, said, rise up and take up thy bed and walk, and it just happened without me trying. Talk to him. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed was not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Now watch that. Watch, Jesus was smart. He said, this ain't the place yet. He said, I got to do this in secret. He said, well, I'll make it knowledgeable later, but right now. And see, the Son of Man, I guess the point I'm trying to make, I was reading this today, it struck me, it said, the Son of Man knows how to handle every situation they're in. They know who can handle it, who can't handle it. Know what to preach to certain groups of people, what not to preach to certain groups of people. Knows what to show, what not to show. What meat to eat in front of the brother, what meat not to eat in front of the brother. You name it, the Son of Man, it isn't all bad. It just knows how to handle the situation you're in and deal with it accordingly. That's what Jesus did here. Jesus wasn't ashamed to heal that man. Matter of fact, he walked up knowing it was a Sabbath and said, rise and take up thy bed and walk. He was just smart enough to know that with this amount of people, if I'm not careful, they'll stone me. And I got work to do, so I'm going to get out of here. It'll show you he wasn't ashamed of it. If you read the story on, later he goes visit that man, shows who he is, and then the man comes back and tells him. But then it was too late to get him. Right. Yeah. He had already moved on. So I like that story, but that was a different. Troubled water. Yeah. Unseen force. Right. But when the Word made flesh is on the scene, it can walk up to you face to face and give you an answer. That's a big difference than being in the Son of God age and being in the Son of Man age. It doesn't have to be mysterious. It doesn't have to be hard. And Brother Moore made another comment. He said the Son of Man couldn't show up until the seals were open. You know why? Because the seals end up containing the complete revelation of Jesus Christ. The full Word. And to save a little time, I won't read it, but Brother Brandon, that first seal, Brother Childress used it, he said, in the church age, it thundered in symbol form. And what that means is Irenaeus and Martin and Columba and Luther and them did their job. They heard from God. Luther fulfilled justification, didn't even know that he was the fifth church age measure, but fulfilled exactly what he was supposed to. Amen. He fulfilled his scripture and revelations and wasn't even knowing he was fulfilling it. So it, in that sense, it thundered in symbol form. But the why he called it symbol form, they didn't know. Didn't understand all of the story. Understood some of the story, but not all of the story. Amen. But in this age, Brother Bram said, it didn't thunder in symbol form. He said it thundered in reality form. Amen. Meaning it's no longer hidden. It's no longer not able to be seen and mysterious. Now the veil's been ripped off. And he's come down with an open book and showed us the whole picture, the full Word of God on the scene. And it took those seals to be open for that to happen. So they did their job, not even fully knowing that they... Wesley didn't know he was a sixth church age messenger. He knew he believed in justification, sanctification and did it. But he couldn't sit up there and say, I'm the sixth church age messenger. I'm fulfilling the scripture. But you know what? And this day, when the full Word's open, Brother Brandon said, the first thing he did was reveal those church ages. We see the whole picture. Amen. We know who's who. Amen. We know every messenger's name. Yeah. We know what age and time they lived in. Amen. We understand that the people in that age that are going to be in the rapture with us had to recognize that day and its message. We understand that the sea going in, the sea coming out. Amen. We understand which age they were in. We know what age we're in. That's a different place to be than just have a portion of the scripture. Yes. Doing the best you can with it. The Son of Man speaks with authority. He has a full Word revelation. That's why it's so glorious to be in the day of the Son of Man.
Yes.
In the day of the Son of Man, you'll get the correctness of marriage and divorce.
Amen.
In the day of the Son of Man, he'll be able to give grace and truth.
That's right.
He'll be able to give grace for grace. Unlike any age they could do it. Always say there was a difference between what John the Baptist could do and what Jesus had authority to do.
That's right. Yeah.
John the Baptist did his job perfectly. Right. No greater man in shoe leather, Jesus said, than John the Baptist.
Amen.
But John the Baptist didn't have all the answers that Jesus had.
Amen.
Jesus come and set the woman caught in the act of adultery free. And John the Baptist answered, "What had to be? She needs to be stoned to death."
Yeah.
But here comes the Son of Man with the fullness of the Word, fullness of the Godhead bodily, knowing how to handle every situation.
Amen.
Grace for grace, full of grace and truth. Had truth, you don't just take the grace portion only. It's grace and truth, fullness of the Godhead by full Word.
Yeah.
Had the answer to every situation that they encountered. He could handle things different.
Amen.
Than it was when it wasn't the Son of Man.
Right.
Son of Man would heal someone on the Sabbath. When nobody else would do that up to that. Jesus healed people on Sabbath. And that's so easy for us to read today, and we say this before, and think it wasn't that big a deal, just Saturday, who cares? That was their top 10 back then, people.
Amen.
That was the literal top 10.
Amen.
Thou shalt not work on the Sabbath was in the 10 commandments.
Right.
That was definitely one of the top 10.
Yeah.
And the Son of Man on the scene walked in.
Right.
Said, I got a work-wise day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about the Son of Man. The Son of Man goes on, but the Son of Man in a body, it's got a limited time.
Yeah.
You have to go to another body to do something.
Amen.
So what the Son of Man says, I got a work-wise day. Because the Son of Man uses human skin. This human body's only going to be around for so long.
Yeah.
So I got to do work while I can.
Yeah.
And that's what Jesus recognized.
Amen.
And that's what he started doing. And you know what? The same Son of Man back there is the same Son of Man up here. That's what I love about it. Took a major prophet. We didn't get this on our own. But now we've taken a little book, we've eaten it up, and that fullness of the Word is in a many-membered bride body. And little bride, when you walk around, you're the one walking around with the answers today.
Yeah, that's, right.
That's what it's like to be in one of the days of the Son of Man.
Yeah.
No more mystery guessing who's who. You do it every day saying, that person gave me a glass of water.
Right.
We use that so much, but that gives us joy because anytime you see somebody see that they're going to get eternal life or have eternal life,
Amen.
It's exciting to me.
Yeah,
but we do that every day. Every heartbeat, not even realizing it sometimes, just naturally happening.
Amen.
Wait a minute, that person's going to be all right. But that's the hour we're living in.
Amen.
Like I said, Luther worried enough about himself, let alone who everybody else was.
Right.
Here we are, we got the token,
Amen.
Got the new birth, got the little room experience.
Right.
A lot of different ways we could say it. And then Brother Brandon said, but now take that thing. And it worked on you. And apply it to your loved one. And it'll work on them.
Amen.
Oh, that's a nice place to be.
Amen.
Luther didn't walk around quite with that authority and our understanding of that authority. But he got the message for his day.
Right.
A little bride, full words on the scene. Son of Man's walking around saying, take your loved one. Take your animals.
Yeah.
All that loves you and all that you love will be there.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus knew. He said, you're going to long for one of the days of the Son of Man.
Right.
This is the greatest place you can be.
Amen.
Always, you know, sometimes you think about things in natural, and you only take natural types so far, but when you can deal with the author, or you can deal with your boss, or you can deal with the person that sees the vision, that person knows what hurts, what doesn't hurt. They know the little bit of, you can do that, ain't that big a deal. They ain't going to stop the big picture. That's what it's like being in one of the days of the Son of Man.
Yeah.
You know the picture.
Yeah.
You understand it because God showed it to you.
That's right.
So you're not nervous about everything.
Uh-huh.
It's a relaxing time.
Amen.
I'm not going to say that, but Son of Man just relaxes. He has the answer.
Yes,
he, when he's full of grace and truth, he'll set you free.
Amen.
That's what he will do.
Amen.
So he said, full word, answer in the flesh at the fingertip is not mysterious, and the prophet will be involved. But here's the thing, you put it right in the bride. Started with the prophet. Here come the mighty angel down. Started with 10 and 7. Now we've eaten the book. And now we got the full word. And now we're a Son of Man, rebelling the Son of Man. And as a many-member bride body, we make up the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Brother Bram said, where he dwelt in one man at one point in time, and now he dwells in a many-membered body.
Amen.
And that's why, little bride, this is another day. The full word is on the scene.
Right.
It's no longer a mystery.
No.
We had a prophet. We recognize that prophet.
Amen.
We have grace and truth on the scene. We have the fullness of the word on the scene. That's a different day than an unseen force that you're hoping you're hearing from.
Amen.
This is a good time to go to church.
Amen.
This is a good time to serve God.
Yeah, that's right.
One side of the coin, in the fullness of God, is the fullness of Satan, and that's the hard time.
Yeah.
On the other side of the coin, with the fullness of the word, it's the easiest time.
Amen.
This depends how you want to look at it and how you want to talk about it.
Amen.
But serving God is easy in some ways today. When you know what? You get to come to church and God tell you, I ain't sending you to hell. There's therefore now no condemnation. That's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Or not just that, he can tell you, do you realize it's rapturing time?
Yeah.
And we can actually get a change of the body.
Right.
And there's who's going. That's an exciting time to come to church and serve God. And sometimes he might rebuke you or do this and that. That's just the little things he has a right to do. Building your character, getting out of the way he wants, needs you to manifest something. But we got the fullness of the word of God on the scene. Can't ask for more than that. Wanted to read one more place here. Then I'm going to try to get down out of the way. Brother Branham said, and God's provided a place of worship. He said, the church will come through justification, through Luther, through sanctification, through Wesley, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the Pentecostals, and go right on into perfection of the Son of Man. That when husband and wife will be the same self persons, God will be so manifested into his bride, his church, till they will both be the same.
Amen.
They are one. Now you see where we are at. But Brother Branham was trying to tell you, we're in the Son of Man.
Amen.
Now listen to this. I'm proving his word. When the word here unites with the person, and they two become one, then what does it do then? It manifests the Son of Man again.
Amen.
Not the church theologians, the Son of Man.
Amen.
The Word and the church becomes one.
Amen.
See, the Word is connected with the Son of Man. And whatever the Son of Man done, he was the Word, the church does the same thing.
Wow.
That's what the prophet said when he was here.
Amen.
And he said the bride and the prophet and the spirit be saying the same thing.
That's right.
And that's why tonight I'm here trying to tell you, I'm trying to put it right in us.
Amen.
But it's not us as humans that are just so great. We have the fullness of the word.
Right.
That's what we've united with. And that's what manifests the Son of Man.
Amen.
We're in one of the days.
Yes,
there's a lot more you can even say about it.
Right.
But more didn't get done. There ain't no way to talk about all in one service. That's why there's plenty left, James, for you to talk about too, my son. I ain't not being too selfish here. Well, like that little woman that told Brother Branham that time, you make yourself equal with God.
Right.
He told a marriage divorce to go as they were, and he's like another Pharisee.
Yeah.
And he went on, he talked about Matthew 16, where it said, you know, you can loosen bind when you get a revelation. I always loved it. He said, that's the divine revelation of the Word made flesh.
Amen.
He says it was flesh in the groom, but he said today it's flesh in the bride.
Right.
Oh, little bride, don't sell yourself short. Living in one of the days of the Son of Man, not only am I living in it and see the Word, I recognize that Word has become one with me.
Amen.
I have that Word. I'm actually the manifestation of that Scripture.
Yes,
yes. I had to first get it and see it in somebody else, but now I got it.
Amen.
And I'm actually walking around as an individual, as part of that bride body,
right,
manifesting the Son of Man every day of my life. A Son of Man revealing the Son of Man.
Amen.
Having a full Word understanding, loosing and binding.
Amen.
Giving grace where people can't give grace.
Amen.
Giving truth and answers that other people don't have. Not because we're better than them, but because that's what's been revealed, and that's what it comes with being in one of the days of the Son of Man. The others can't see it, but Brother Branham said the believers see the Word made flesh.
Amen.
Oh, that's where I'm at.
That's right.
And we don't have to make it a mysterious thing and make it a hard thing.
No.
And don't stop praying.
No.
But you don't have to go to a prayer closet and tarry for 20 weeks. You can walk right up to God. I think I want to marry so-and-so. What do you think I ought to do? Some man can look at you and say, I think it'll make you a good husband. I think it'll make you a good wife. And then when the devil, you get married, because you hopefully by revelation, if it ain't by revelation, you shouldn't do a thing. But if you believe that's God talking to you, and that's the hour I believe God is talking to us in human skin,
amen,
you should be able to take that word and apply it to your life,
amen,
knowing that God gave you an answer.
That's right.
Because that's where God's at. And then, 10 years down the road, when that husband, he said, would make you a good husband, or that wife, and you guys got a little argument, or you got some disagreement, or whatever it may be. Here comes the devil. You know, are you sure you got the right one? You know what you got on your side? I got an anchor. God told me that this would make me a good husband. This would make me a good wife. And what's so great about having God like that is he's the same yesterday, today, forever. He changes not. He doesn't have to take back his word. See, I'm a man. I can change my mind. But God doesn't change his. And when he gives an answer, it's right.
Amen.
And you can stand on it.
Amen.
And you don't have to go and pray 20 weeks for that answer, 30 weeks for that answer. You go pray and you talk to him and you thank him. You tell him, thank you for everything done. But you don't have to go and tarry, Lord, I need an answer, I need an answer, I need an answer.
Right.
Yeah, we all come in here wanting answers. That's human. I'm not saying we don't want answers, but God can give them to you just like that.
Amen.
That's what's living in the day of the Son of Man. And he's given all of us. We all could probably get here and say, yep, yep, yeah. But I'll speak for myself. He's given me answers from my new birth all the way through.
Amen.
And then when I didn't even know it, he was watching over me.
Yep.
And he got me to that point of manifestation of a new birth.
Yeah.
And ever since that day, he's been leading me and guiding me.
Amen.
And then one since he's done it my whole life, but you get what I'm saying, that inside teacher on the inside of me moved in.
Amen.
I had a relationship with him. And the fullness of the words on the scene, so it's the Son of Man age. And I'm a son of man, hearing from the Son of Man,
Amen.
Feeding on that word constantly, growing stronger and stronger. That's a wonderful day to be in.
It is.
It don't matter what level, so to speak, your understanding you are, you're feasting on the unfailing.
Yeah,
unfailing.
Right.
Full word of God.
Amen.
The devil's no match for you.
No.
You take that just the helmet of salvation, wear him out sometime.
Yeah.
What do you mean I ain't going to heaven?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's all you did. That ain't in God's mind.
Right.
That's the type of words you got.
Yeah.
What do you mean I can't take my loved one? Just take that one revelation.
Right.
Oh, your daughter's in this type of shape.
Right.
The word told me.
Right.
She belongs to me.
Yeah.
All I love loves me. That's a real revelation. You just whipped me with that revelation.
Yeah.
That's coming from the full word. That's coming from the Son of Man.
Yeah.
Luther didn't fully know he could take his loved ones.
No.
We know who does now?
We do.
In this day?
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I'll never forget Son of Man one time gave me an answer because I was asking about, you know, Paul told the jailer that he could take his loved ones. Mm-hmm. Brother Rand said that, you know, the token didn't come till evening time. I was trying to tie all that together. And in one sense, we know the token was in every age because it was just
right.
The Holy Ghost. But what Brother Rand was trying to point out that the full word came on the scene at the evening time.
Yeah.
I was like, how does that all work? And God said, that's just potential. But don't worry about it. When it gets up here to reality, it goes all the way back and works.
Amen.
You know what? Luther may not have known he could take his loved ones. But Luther took his loved ones. Oh, that's awesome to think about.
Amen.
But that's what comes with being in one of the days of the Son of Man. So God bless you. Brother Martin, enjoyed that Sunday. It's exciting to talk about the Son of Man. Come on on.
I'm glad somebody was paying attention. Sometimes you get up here and you preach and you don't know if people are getting the point. You want them to talk back at you, tell you, you know, what they're hearing, you know. As Brother Oscar used to tell Brother Childers, you shoot a while, then let me shoot a while. But that's true. You know, I was sitting there thinking, I said, now, to show you how real living in a day of the Son of Man is, and there's only two, remember, there's only two, so don't get all confused with the ages and all that. You either had it when Jesus was here, and you had it in this hour. And I was just thinking, I said, now, if we were in Jesus' day, that was the day of the Son of Man, there was only one place you could hear from God. There was only one place you could get answers. Matter of fact, when the sacrifice was paid, God so wanted them to see it, he rent the veil of the temple from the top to the bottom, showing it wasn't the renegades trying to tear the temple up. No, God rent it from the top to the bottom. And it was high, it was tall. You couldn't just go up there and tear it down like that. But God opened it up to show that he wasn't there anymore. So when the Son of Man is on the scene, you can't get the answers from anywhere else. When it was in one man, You had to follow Jesus and get to where Jesus was. But in the hour that we're living in, all you need to find is where the Son of Man is. And he's in a many-membered body.
Yes.
You know, sometimes the wives, they'll pawn and they, I need to hear from God. I need to hear from God. And like Sister Renee says, she just, look, roll over. He's laying right there next to her. I mean, it's just that simple. We make it hard. We make it hard to get answers. We make it hard for God to lead us. We make it hard for God to be in our home. We want to go and we'll go through the house with sage, trying to get all the spirits out and all that. And here God is walking around in your house. Here God is sitting next to you. Like I tell you about the guy on the airplane, he wanted to know if God knew he even existed. I knew for a fact that God knew he existed. Because I knew he existed.
Amen.
You say, that God's that real? God is just that real, people. We make him hard to get. We act like we're living in the day of the Son of God.
Come on.
Unseen force. Don't know where God is. Praying, trying to get people to come. You know, I'm like Jesus. All that the Father hath given me will come.
Amen.
I don't have to go find them.
No.
They'll come to me.
Amen.
I'll go by way of Samaria.
Right.
I'll go by the well knowing that whoever I'm supposed to meet is going to be there.
Right.
I mean, that's the Son of Man thinking.
Amen.
Oh, and the Son of God is, God, lead me, guide me, somehow let the person come past my way. In the day of the Son of Man, they can't help but to come by my way. When I walk, that's God walking. When I go somewhere, that's God going somewhere. If somebody wants to get an answer from God, they got to get an answer from me. I mean, that's the day of the Son of Man. Either we're in the day of the Son of Man or we're not. We act like, we talk like we're in the day of the Son of Man, but we act like we're in the day of the Son of God.
Come on now.
When are you going to be able to sit in your car and drive down the road and say, you know what? God's going on his way to work. God's going to the grocery store. God's going to take some pie to your sick neighbor. The only eternal life available in this hour is in the bride. Church world's on its way to an end. Their messengers are already gone. Their message is already depleted.
Yes.
They're headed toward the tribulation period as fast as they can go. The only way out for them is to do you right.
Amen.
So you got to know who you are. Because if you're acting like, I don't know where God is, you better realize that you are the only God they're going to get a hold of. Put yourself out there. Let them touch God.
Right.
Jesus walked down the road. Let them touch his robe.
Yeah.
Went by the prostitute out there. Put his foot out there.
Yes, he did.
I mean, it didn't say she drug his feet out from under the table and drug his feet out from under the chair. Jesus sat down there.
Yeah, what did he do?
Saw her coming down the lane. Put his feet out, rolled his robe up, and waited. Knowing that the only God that she was going to get a hold of was sitting in that room. And there was nobody else in that room that could have done what he did for her.
Amen.
Jesus told the woman at the well, you give me water and I'll give you water where you'll never thirst again.
Right.
Do you realize you're handling water right now that you can give to people that'll never thirst again? And the first thing we want to do is tuck our Bible under our arm and go and convert everybody to Brother Branham's message.
Have mercy, Lord.
Brother Branham wasn't trying to convert people to himself.
No.
He was just a son of man revealing thee the Son of Man.
Right.
Who are you? A son of man revealing thee Son of Man.
Amen.
When they see you, they see God. That's what Jesus told them. They said, show us the Father. Jesus said, how long have I been with you?
Yeah.
You don't know who I am, not by now.
Yeah.
I'm the only God that's available for you.
Right. Amen.
And in the hour that we're living in, The only God that's available on the face of the earth, on the face of the earth right now, is in his bride.
Amen.
That's why in Revelation it wasn't Jesus say come. No. It was the spirit and the bride say come.
Amen.
Come out of her, my people. Come out of who? All these churches out here that don't know, they're stuck in the Son of God age.
Yeah. Amen.
And we come over to this message and try to do the same thing they did in the Son of God age.
Right.
Looking to an unseen force. I'm not looking to an unseen force. I'm looking to a seen force.
He's here.
I see God.
Yes.
I hear God.
Yes.
I can talk to God.
Yeah.
I can fellowship with God. I can sit and eat fish with God.
Right. Amen.
That's what they did when the Son of Man was here the first time.
Yeah.
If it's the day of the Son of Man, then it should work the same. We're sitting here being the Son of Man, acting like, well, when Jesus comes, he's here. He's the fullness of the word in the bride.
Amen.
That's the manifestation of the Son of Man. That's the hour that we're living in. So that when you get up in the morning, you go, why is it that you can deal with everybody? Everybody. They come around you. People that like you, people don't like you. Why do they do that? You're the Son of Man. You're a Son of Man, having the Son of Man, the fullness of the word. They have questions. You have answers.
Right.
What drew them to Jesus that was that he had answers to everything. He never walked away. Oh, man, that was a good one. I don't know. Let's go pray about this. Jesus never left anybody wondering. The bride won't leave anybody wondering. If you want an answer, she's got it. The whole book is open to her. She's standing on her feet. She knows what it is. She knows what to do with the word. That's who we are. So don't belittle me. I tell you I'm God. Don't look like, oh, well, I don't know. Yes, I am. According to the word, John 1:1, John 1:14. You say that's just Jesus. That's us too.
Amen.
In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word was made flesh.
Yes.
Not only flesh in that day, but flesh in this day.
Amen.
We have a hard time believing that. It's the same God doing the same thing, but the only thing he did was he put himself in a many-membered body. It's the same one. Get that Trinitarian ideal out of your head. Realize that Jesus Christ is sitting on a bench this night. He's preaching this night. He's saying amen this night. And then tomorrow he'll go to many different places and touch more people than Jesus could touch. Oh my, Brother Brown said more, greater is more. Yes. And he said it's more because it's in a many-membered body.
Yes.
It's not a different work, it's his same work. It's the fulfillment of the word of God in us.
Amen.
We have a hard time getting our hands around that.
Yeah.
Every time we get close to trying to say we're God, we back off of it. Instead of speaking a word and claiming what belongs to you, you say, well, maybe God have to do. Maybe God nothing. He wants you to speak.
Yeah.
He wants you to bind.
Yeah.
He wants you to lose. He wants the devil to see himself moving in a many-member body that the devil can't do nothing with.
Yeah.
You have the power. It's your word. What you bind, what you lose.
Right.
He said, what if I bind and it doesn't happen? I'll bind it again. You're not doing it because you feel it. You're doing it because the word says it. And we are the living word of God. That's who we are. If you talk about the Son of Man ministry, that's just not out here somewhere. Son of Man is God in you. Walking the earth. Answering all the questions.
Amen.
Binding, loosing, praying for the sick, raising the dead. That's us.
Amen.
That's the bride. That's the day of the Son of Man. So quit acting like you're in the Son of God age. Oh, I don't know if God's going to answer my prayer. I know he's going to answer my prayer. God always hears me.
Always.
I do only that that pleases the Father.
Amen.
I always do it.
Yes,
he said, well, but what about your problems? What problems? What about your shortcomings? I don't have no shortcomings.
No.
See, that's what this is. What I'm telling you, what I tell the devil.
Yeah.
When you look at that and you say, well, you don't have no troubles, no, you have no problems. No. Every time the word comes forth, I eat it up.
Right.
Every time the word comes forth, I say amen.
Amen.
But what about this? That you know that temporary thing? That's already under the blood.
Yeah.
He ain't worried about that. I'm walking after the word of God. My very life is based on that. I move as he speaks to me. I walk as he speaks to me, as he directs me. And the devil can't do nothing about it. I am led by the Spirit. And the devil can't do nothing. That's the day of the Son of Man. Jesus was led by the Spirit. Everything he did, he was led by the Spirit. And see, people try to think, they fall into spiritualism. They say, oh, I'm led by the Spirit, hallelujah. And they're walking farther and farther away from the Word. That doesn't match the Word. You're led by the Spirit when your life matches the Word.
Amen.
Come on, musicians. We got to get out of here. We're going to realize it's more than just saying the day of the Son of Man. You're going to start looking around saying, wait a minute. This is really the day of the Son of Man.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jeremiah. I appreciate that, brother. It's good eating. Good things to think about. And you know, every time the word comes forth, it should make you stronger.
Amen.
And you should want more.
Amen.
And you should want more. And make you run to the house. Amen. I keep falling in love with him. I'm sorry. Over and over and over. Every service. Every time the word comes forth, all I got to do is read a little bit in that Bible. I'm like, All I got to do is read a quote. Come here and hear a preacher. Feel like I'm just getting started. Amen. Come back on Sunday morning expecting, and I'm sure God will have something for us. We've got company. That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
The brother's coming that was in Jeffersonville. I forget what is his name.
Bill Layton.
Yeah. So he was in the tabernacle a long time. So he's going to come, and I wanted this to happen because some of you young people have never heard of anybody who is at the tabernacle or anywhere around Brother Branham. So I think it'd be good because, you know what, they're leaving here.
That is true.
If they were there at the tabernacle when they're young, they're old now. So there's not going to be many more times that somebody will be able to come visit us that's actually been around Brother Branham and the tabernacle. So, you know, come expecting. So he's going to be here Sunday morning and Sunday night, so we won't have Bible study Sunday night. And we'll just let him talk to us, tell us some things, and see what the Lord has in store for us. So, you know, knowing what the prophet did won't save you. But it's good to know a little bit about what he actually did do. That's why, like, you know, if you've never read Brother Branham's life story, you should read it. It's a very... very good book to read.
Yes.
And if you haven't read it, you need to, because the man's life was amazing. And God definitely used him.
Amen.
So come expecting Sunday. And then don't forget about Saturday. That's going to come pretty quick. Amen. So be ready and get your rest, because you're not going to get rest that weekend. I can guarantee you that. Amen. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over again. Amen. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. For he gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go.
Oh, what a love between my Lord and I.